The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Welcome to the Brocast, where we dive deep into the world of pro wrestling and film for keeps. Join us as we talk and explore. The Brocast is knocking at your door.
Again, guys, and welcome to another episode of the Brocast podcast. My name is Thomas, and sitting with me, as always, he's my bro and he's your bro too. Give it up for Alan.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Brocast. It is me, it is I, it is he, Alan of the Brocast. Tom, how are you?
Bro, I'm going good, and we're just having a bit of a chat offline about, you know, you've got the X-Men t-shirt on there and you're kind of giving me information that that show was is probably worth the watch, and I was a classic fan of the original and actually haven't even had a chance to watch one episode of this this whole new season they've got.
It's a fantastic show on Disney Plus. I'm not gonna lie, it is quite powerful. Just a reminder to if the people who have watched it, it did come out a while ago, but it does talk about some heavy stuff to happen back in 97, and pretty much picks up straight after the last episode of the 1997 X-Men TV series. And yeah, I can't say much more. I don't want to give too much away, but those episodes alone are some powerful stuff. You know, we get some things that answered that we wanted to know from the previous seasons, and now we got answers, but it is just some of the best animation that I've seen in a very long time. And yes, I enjoy watching like a TV show like Invincible or Rick and Morty, or even those types of shows that sometimes you watch it and go, this is a bit of a laugh, I'm having a bit of a good time. And then you get a little bit serious and you're like, I'm feeling for these cartoon characters. I'm not meant to be feeling like this. This show grabs you, pulls you in. And again, this show does remind me of youth, of us being at a very, very young age, pretty much where our sons are right now, and your daughter and our family, how young we were at the time. And this was like a first thing in the morning show. I believe there was a show back in the day, you believe this, guys, it was a show called Cheese TV. Yes, that's right. We live in Australia, and we had a show called Cheese TV, and it would start at 6 o'clock and it would finish around about 9 o'clock, which was hell for some mothers or some parents out there who would have kids that would get up at that particular time and watch nothing but cartoon shows and commercials that had, you know, just commercials about buy the newest trucks and all this. It was just like toy ads coming at you at all times. And that was, you pretty much. And at that particular time, between 6 and 9, you would have to get your ass ready for school. And many times, I think we did it to our poor mother, where she was basically dragging us out the door, throwing us into the car. Get in the effing car. You need to get to school. But I haven't watched all this show. I don't care. Get in the car. But yeah, I just going back, and this sort of takes you back there just a little bit. Just by hearing those familiar voices, seeing the colorful animation that they have, but the content they have in this particular show is quite powerful. And you get definitely shows, if you watched it and then you're a lot older now as a person who watched that back then, you go, okay, there's some heavy shit about this. And I can't recommend it enough. If people get a chance, and especially you, if you get a chance to watch it, please do. because it's really well done. So
is it redone, or is it that's it? Like, they did a season and that's it?
That's the thing. Mm. They have signed on for a season two, but I don't want to give out any spoilers because that last episode, that's all I'll say.
Okay. Well, talking about this other superhero, I watched the DC Crisis of Infinite Earths cartoon, which is on Netflix at the moment. Yep. And I didn't even know that's actually a three-parter because I love the comic book. I've actually got it in my cupboard here. I have my actual like paperback copies. Mm-hmm. And I bought that one. That's like the deluxe edition. It was like $100. I bought that from Minotaur like 20 years ago. And I think it's currently part one's on Netflix. Part two and part three you can rent on like Apple or Google Play. But checking it, it's actually really cool. Like, I love that story, this whole idea of Earth 1 and Earth 2 and the different Earths combining and heroes and villains. And a villain on this Earth is actually a hero on this one and the different personalities. So I started checking that out, which is really cool. And I think I've also wanted to check out some of the Mortal Kombat cartoons, because I know that there was a couple of short Mortal Kombat films that they made, like one explaining Scorpion's storyline, one delving a bit deeper into Johnny Cage. And I did recently pick up Mortal Kombat 1, and wow, that's all I'll say is games are so realistic today, like to the point that this looks like a movie that I'm watching as I see a person just get blown up to pieces by Homelander. Or completely smashed by Omni-Man. And just to think that even Ed Boon, you know, the actual director of Mortal Kombat, says, well, we've actually planned out releasing content. He said, you're just seeing number two now of content. He said, we've got about 6 years of content that we're developing right now. So not 6 months, 6 years. Jesus. So this is like literally like Mortal Kombat 1 to 11. Now we're back to 1 again. And we've got all this stuff to write a whole new chapter. This character's changed. This one was a villain and this is now a good guy. But 6 years of content, almost just for the one game, for Mortal Kombat 1.
That makes you think of the characters they could introduce in those games alone. I mean, yes, just recently, what did they have? They've got like Omni-Man, Homelander, Peacemaker.
Yeah.
I think is
Quan Chi was brought back, Shinnok.
Yep.
And then they announced recently that they're bringing in T-1000. Ghostface is coming, and also Arnold Schwarzenegger's Conan the Barbarian is making an appearance too.
That shit's wild. And just the last time I think I've actually played as a character of like Ghostface, I think we've spoken about this on the show as well too, was during Call of Duty Black Ops, and they actually had, you know, the Ghostface killer skin, and then the actual the murder, like the if you get really close to somebody and the double stab that happens. Spoilers if you haven't seen the newest Scream movies. I think it's 6. Officer Dewey, David Arquette gets gutted. It's pretty fucking hardcore, and that's actually a death you can actually do in the COD game. But yeah, it just makes me think of like in the upcoming future, what could we see from like yesterday games? Because I know there's been in the old games you had Freddy Krueger. I think Pinhead. I don't know if Pinhead was there.
So you've had Jason, you've had Freddy, you've had Xenomorph, you've had Predator. Kratos was on the PlayStation 3 exclusive of Mortal Kombat, which was the 2008 or 2009 game that I've actually done, I think, on our YouTube channel.
Cool.
I think, who else was there? I know there's been talks of them wanting to maybe put in, say, Ash from Evil Dead, maybe Hellraiser, because you can imagine Pinhead in that game, you know, pulling all the chains in and then ripping, like he's built for that game. But again, you see them more in games like Dead by Daylight.
Yes.
So I was on the PlayStation shop earlier today, and I'm like, there's so many cameos in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Pinhead, Resident Evil, you got Ash, you've got Michael, you've got Jason, you've got Chucky. And then that brought me back to COD, as we were just saying. I'm like, what's going on with COD now? Like all these different skins. And Jack, my son goes, hey, Dad, you got a free thing on the PlayStation Store. It's an exclusive. And I clicked it. And it was like an Assassin's Creed Odyssey, almost like Spartan costume, where you have a sword and a Spartan helmet. And the Spartan gear, and it's like someone playing there with an AK-47. And I'm watching this video going, wait a minute, because I'm playing the old CODs at the moment on my 360, and I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, what? And now they've got Cody Rhodes is in there, and Rhea Ripley, and Snoop Dogg. I'm like,
Rey Mysterio. Alan,
maybe Alan can help me, because I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Honest to God, I've sort of, it sounds terrible. At one time, the Call of Duty franchise was one of my favorite things to play. It was one of my favorite campaigns to do, one of my favorite multiplayers to do as well, too. And just recently, what they've been, the skins you're seeing in this very store now. Look, understandable they're trying to compete with other games like maybe Overwatch and Overwatch 2, the little cartoon skins they've got in that one. Maybe with a little bit of Apex, you know, this type of looks of all the characters. Any games like that. Even Fortnite, my God, you know, you can play as anybody in that game and have the most ridiculous skin and run around as a cartoon character. And I always thought there was a polar opposite where when you looked at Call of Duty, that was sort of like, it's an old man's game. That's a dude who's like maybe mid, maybe up 25 and up and played it and enjoyed it. And you're just walking around as a normal skin. Or sometimes if you got like an exclusive skin, like I said, with the Ghostface one, or you got Omni-Man, or Homelander, sorry, is a skin is in the game too. Black Noir is also another one. But yeah, these are the ones I've seen before. But now I look at the store today and the newest updates on the COD, and I am like, what in the almighty fuck am I looking at? That little fluffy ball dog shit thing, I don't know what. You can get all colors. Yes, this is all fun for people. You get the skin, I get the skin, and we'll do that. There's the fucking duck one. There's legit, you can run around with a little ducky head on your head. Yeah, there was a slug. I saw a slug one just recently in the store. your face is morphed into a fucking slug. I'm looking at a snail or some sort, and I'm like, what have they done to my game? What have they done? I look at it just like, this shit's, and again, I try to get back into it and play it, and you know, I see a motherfucker flying across as a furry. You can do furry skins now, so they're really branched out to to be exclusive, you know, inclusive, and be going, oh yeah, it's okay. This game's for everyone, yeah, even the furries too. If you want to dress up and be, you know, do some puppy play, please do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know that much.
Yeah. Well, I've been sending you a few pictures because I've been playing some of the old games, and I'm like, hey, bro, what's your thoughts on this one? What's your thoughts on this one here? Because I've got an Xbox One and an Xbox 360, and I wanted to go back and do the COD games I never played. Because again, you can go back to old episodes of this podcast, and it blows my mind when I think about it now, where I would say things like, yeah, no, I don't like first-person shooters. I'm addicted to them now. That's all I play is Battlefield, Medal of Honor, and Call of Duty. And I actually had no idea that Call of Duty actually came from Medal of Honor. Like, Medal of Honor was the game that really started it all. Like, before there was a Battlefield, before there was a COD, you know, there was Medal of Honor. And I was watching a video, you know, looking at their games and how the first-person genre has changed. And one thing blew my mind, and I'm like, I've got to tell Alan this, because I told my son, and he was like, what? I don't believe it. Where there was one of the old Medal of Honor games, I think it was like PS2, PS3, where you would start off in an actual plane, and you would jump out from the plane, you would parachute and land anywhere on the map, and then you would go and eliminate the opposing team. And I'm like, this sounds like Fortnite. This sounds like Fortnite before Fortnite. Mm-hmm. And this game is like 20 years old, like talking about you can choose anywhere to land, you can pick up any weapon that you want, and then you have to find your way to your team. But I'm like, this sounds like Fortnite before we even had that.
It's war zone now that it's now that it's been in COD for a while. Which is a thing. Yeah, again, you drop on the map, you could be your teams, you could do it solos, then you hit the map, go anywhere around, and there is a storm that's coming closer and closer. So you've got to be sort of village and ready on your feet. It's remarkable.
I didn't even know that. Like, even that, what the people that made Activision, who went on to do Call of Duty or Infinity Ward worked for a Medal of Honor. Mm-hmm. And then they went and made, you know, Call of Duty Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2 and 3 and then Black Ops. And I'm currently up to Black Ops 2. And I must say, I am completely despising it. I don't know what it is. It just is shocking. Like, it's visually shocking. When I played on this console, and I played Black Ops 1 on this, it was stunning. Yeah. And playing it on my 360, I don't know what it is. Like, the acting is terrible. Even, is it Sam Worthington, the Aussie's back? I'm like, what? It's like he was recording it in a tunnel. Like, it doesn't even sound clear. And I'm like...
The only badass character in that game and then during the campaign is Mendez.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, he's the only one dude that I sort of enjoyed.
Mm.
But have you done the whole campaign yet, or are you still going through it?
No, I'm probably about three, four main campaign missions in.
Right, say no more. Okay, understandable. Yeah. Do you want to understand? Do you want to know why they did to make this game not sort of enjoyable anymore? What was the resurgence of zombies.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
So they threw a lot more into their zombie gameplay, into their campaign, into their online play. So they basically were just like, "Oh, everyone liked zombies back in the day. How about we bring zombies back?" And that's what happened. So, yeah, a lot of people I remember feeling exactly the same thing when this game first came out. And that game, when did this game come out? I was just looking it up.
Yeah, it's pretty dated because I've got two copies. I've got a PlayStation 3 copy and an Xbox 360 copy.
12 years ago.
The 3 copy shocking and the 360 version shocking. And I want to finish it just so I can play through all of them, because the next one I'm up to after that is Ghosts, which is actually pretty good. I'm enjoying that one. And then I've got Advanced Warfare, which I'm currently playing. But you have the rocket pack, and you can float, and it's got Kevin Spacey in there. So, but we'll just leave that.
Pretty much from what you're saying, every game I've played every single COD.
Yeah.
And then pretty much what you're up to now is where it's, for me personally, it falls off.
Right.
Until we had the resurgence into World War II. I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, that was good.
That's a great they got rid of the zombie things and that, and they actually made it more of a gameplay game, and it's actually quite a powerful story to it as well too. But then
I think actually did that on Twitch when I was first streaming Twitch. I think I did that, but
you did.
I think I took it off YouTube because I was going to redo it again with better graphics, because that's back when I was first using Twitch. But I played that first, and then I went back and played World at War on the Xbox 360, and that's awesome because I love that era. It's when weapons were basic. Like you didn't have rocket packs, jet packs. You couldn't slide. You have a rifle and a sidearm. Yep. And you need to be careful of what you have in your grenades. You have to be aware of your whole surrounding, where the other ones are just jumping. You can fly. But I like the old school, the classic, you know, WW2 and also World at War.
The Modern Warfare that came out in 2019 brought me back. And I really fell back in love with that game. And again, because it was a soft remake of the Modern Warfare games and campaign of what we had. And that was fun. The only thing, and then after that, it became very popular. And then it was every year they brought out a new game. And that's where the money, it was like, oh, you enjoy COD, give us all your money now. And then pretty much that one game that you enjoyed for one year, it becomes very obsolete. No one
So you're saying that people are playing it now for the multiplayer, not the campaigns?
I don't think particularly people play these COD games for the campaign.
Yeah.
Me personally, I love the campaigns. Some of them are good. Pretty much, like I said, from Modern Warfare 3 to, that's a long time.
Yeah.
From 2011, that's 8 years of games that I played, all the COD games, and I did not like once. I didn't. That sounds a bit wrong. World War II I enjoyed, so that's about maybe seven. Throughout there, Those are the ones I sort of got really sort of into. Then you had Black Ops, Cold War. That was meh. Vanguard was very mid meh. Mm. And then Modern Warfare 2. And then 3, I haven't played and I don't want to play because you have to play with a friend.
The campaign so they all have campaigns, or are they just all kind of really short? Kind of, because I know one of them got criticized for being really short. I think it was the third one. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I haven't played it and I don't want to play because I look at it and go, I don't want to. It sounds terrible. But again, if I'm going to do multiplayer, I play with friends. So I play with people. That's what I'll do. I don't want to play a fucking game if it's campaign. I want to do this by myself. Mm. I don't want to work with the team. I want to put my headphones on. I want to be immersed and do my own thing.
Mm.
Sounds very selfish. I don't give a flying fuck. It's just how I play games. But then, yeah, just to have, you know, why? Why do that? There's no need for it. And now these new games, these new advanced warfare games are throwing zombies in.
Mm.
Fuck off with the zombies. Make your own type of zombie game that can fuck right off. I have no interest in playing zombies.
It's like when they did the Sniper Elites and then they did the Zombie Army Trilogies, which was the spin-off of the Sniper Elite games, which I haven't played. I think I played up to the third one. I think 4 and 5 are PlayStation Plus. But I'm playing more like the zombie, Sniper Ghost Contracts, Warrior, those ones where it's first person. It's a really good visual. But, yeah, I can just feel I'm kind of coming. I feel like I'm coming to the end of where the games are starting to slide a little bit.
And again, this is my own personal opinion. So play them and try to enjoy them. That's me. But again, because when I played these games, this is fresh out too. I was used to go to the midnight launches and grab the game for the Xbox 360. And now I played all of these games on 360 until I sold the 360 and then got a PS4 and I haven't looked back since. But, just take it with a grain of salt and enjoy what you can.
Yeah.
But the thing is though, the new Black Ops 6 game has me intrigued. Yes, the multiplayer looks fun. I watched a couple of streamers today, actually, and it looked like a lot of fun.
Because
the beta is out now, and then, you know, if you pre-order the game, you're able to play it now. But that storyline, that campaign looks interesting too.
Because
it's set in early 90s. Mm. It's set in that style of where you and I were kids, and when we turn on, you know, mum and dad would be watching the news and we'd be seeing the stuff that's going on the other side of the world. And you're like, feels a little bit too close to home. So, yeah, I'm keen on it.
Because it's got what, Reagan, it's got Margaret Thatcher and what, Saddam and what is it, Clinton? You got them all.
Yeah, it's very interesting during that Gulf War style of what was going on. Yes, they do have zombies in this next upcoming game as well too, but I'm like, okay,
yeah,
cool. But yeah, I mean, sometimes I wish there was a style of where you can get the campaign, buy the campaign, that's it.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Yeah, you don't want all the other stuff. I just want that part. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I may have to pay a little bit extra, I don't fucking mind. But can I get the campaign? Can I check it out? And then again, if I can, if like you do on Steam or some games too, get the campaign done in 2 hours, and then refund the game, get your money back. Sounds terrible.
Well, always thought, like back when we were kids, we could take $5 into a video store and walk out with 5 games usually because that was so cheap. Like I wish there was an online digital based store where you could rent a game and, you know, you have it for 24 hours or 48 hours. And if you don't finish it, you have to go and re-rent it. You know, I see how I would just like it to be simple that way. But again, there's no money going because you're only paying like, say, $10 to rent it.
Nah,
the same way you can get a movie. Like, I wish you could get a game and like rent a game and you got it for, you know, you pay $50 and you have it for a week. And then if you don't, if you finish it, you finish it. But
it's all about that cheddar cheese. It's always about that money, the almighty dollar. That's what it's all about.
It's like back in the day when we get the gaming magazines and you would get the demo disc and you would get like 20 demos and it might be 20 minutes of gameplay, But we don't get that anymore. Like, demos are just too big to download, and even they're limited. Like, if you downloaded Mortal Kombat 1 as a trial, you'll probably get two characters, like Sub-Zero versus Scorpion in one match. That's it. You won't get the vault. You won't get the campaign. You'll just get an exhibition one-on-one matchup between two people with no skins. Grumpy old men. That's what we are now.
Yeah, we're pretty much doing what I knew this. This day would come. I would laugh at older people that I would know and go, back in my day, we didn't have any of this PlayStation and heroin. We had to make our own fun with a stick.
Yep.
You know, one day you're going to be just like us and you're going to have to deal with it. And now look at this. I'm fucking gray my beard. I'm wearing glasses at night. I'm fucking balding at the back of my head and I'm feeling pissed off. And it's 11 o'clock and I need a fucking nap. I can't believe it, man. Complain about video games. Let the good times roll.
I reckon we do an ad shout-out. We'll shout-out to some podcasters. Then we'll come back, guys, and we'll announce our wrestling companion for this month. So with that being said, here's a shout-out to Two Great Wrestling Podcast. Check these guys out.
What's up, everybody? I am the hardest part of the ring, the host of the Apron Bump Podcast. And I know what you're thinking. Ugh. Another wrestling podcast? How many times can I listen to fans beat up on WWE and AEW? Tell me who needs a push, who doesn't need a push, who brings Vince's coffee these days? Enough! I'm just as sick of it as you are, and that's why I created the Apron Bump. The Apron Bump is about the journey. It's about nostalgia. It's about discovering new forms of wrestling to really tickle your pickle as a wrestling fan. It's about making wrestling fun again. The podcast brings you reviews of wrestling events all over the world, tying together over 6 different promotions spanning 4 different decades. And everything is chronologically in a timeline to really allow myself and all you listeners to live through these eras while having a good time doing it. Whether it's WWF, WWE, WCW, ECW. We even cover the golden eras of Ring of Honor, Progress, TNA, and more promotions in the future as well. New episodes every Wednesday, or as some may say, bump day, huh? Yeah? Go to apronbump.com or go to your favorite podcast platform or YouTube and subscribe today for the most diverse, fan-friendly wrestling podcast in the world. I'm hard.
Hey, it's Chris from Marking Out, the only online listening experience in the world. Join myself, Dave, and social media influencer Brandon as we release a weekly podcast that covers the world of professional wrestling. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast on all major podcasting applications. Follow us on Twitter at Marking Out and watch all of our great videos at youtube.com/MarkingOut11. And as always, we wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors.
All right, guys, we are back. And as you can see by the logo down, this side here, we've got the All Out logo. But wait a minute, that's not the All Out logo from this All Out that just happened. We're talking about All Out 2021. And just below Alan on the picture there, he's got his favorite tag team. Look at that, Al. What have you got there?
I see Cyrus the Virus, and I think just behind one of the douchebags there is one of the guys from the Revival. No, it's not the Revival. Sorry, no, that's the Good Brother, Carl Anderson, and a couple of douche canoes right there, Matt and Fat Jackson.
Well, the reason why we've got it, guys, because after 8 long years, we are doing our first ever Young Bucks match. Yay.
Yay. Now, have we done a Young Bucks match? Because I feel like we might have, because did we do one with Eric Bischoff, or did we talk about that one for so long?
I think we talked. I think this is our very first, though.
Okay.
Yeah. And this also marks Wrestling Companion 110. So maybe you chose it for that reason. You wanted it to be a bit of a celebration. And
I really want the show to be over.
This is the first time we've covered an AEW, I believe, in almost a year and a half. The last AEW thing that we watched was the late Brody Lee defeating Cody Rhodes to become the TNT champion. I think we did that last March, I think it was, or maybe even last April. So quite some time ago. We are watching this on Daily Motion. It goes for just over 30 minutes, and it's the steel cage matchup for the AEW World Tag Team titles as the Young Bucks defend their championships against their longtime rivals, the Lucha Brothers, Pentagon, and Rey Fénix.
Right. So there's a lot of flipping in this, isn't there?
There's a bit of blood. There's a bit of flip. There's a bit of even tax. I'll give that to you. So.
Ooh, edgy. Okay. Tax in a cage match for the tag titles.
Is that no ladders, hearing? Though. No ladders this time. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because how do you get a ladder in a cage where you're meant to be staying in the cage? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to be fair here. I am going to give this a go. I am grumpy man mode. I haven't gone into my Cornette style. I don't really want to get into my Jim Cornette style. I'm not parting my hair like him whatsoever. I'm going to spike it up a bit. And I don't want to be that old man yelling at a cloud. I actually am going to give this match a go.
Well, give us our countdown.
All right, guys, if you're watching, ladies and gentlemen, if you are now watching this with us right now, we are on the 0-0 mark of this match on Daily Motion. Get ready to press play with us in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, look at that. Thanks, Al. Thanks again for this choice tonight, bro. I'm really, really happy that you chose it.
I didn't choose this.
Hey?
I didn't choose this match. You chose this.
Well, I chose the match, but you said do a Young Bucks. Maybe we do a Young Bucks thing. And I'm like, oh, thanks, bro.
There was no maybe. I said, let's do Young Bucks. You make me watch Young Bucks match.
You should have saw me though. I was running up and down the hallway so excited. I'm like, oh, my kids are like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, no, just crazy. I just splashed myself with water. And yeah, it's crazy.
Hey, babe, he wants to do one. You quickly ran and told your missus. You got to look, sir. I'm actually going to just turn this down during the I don't really want to listen to this bit. Yeah.
I do like what Taz is saying. He's like, you know, some people say they are very annoying, and I think they've just, you know, decided to embrace that. And I'm like, I don't see it, Taz. I don't see them being annoying. So.
It's interesting how that Shivani has become like, I'm going to tell you the match, and this is what you're going to do.
It's almost like he's become what Mean Gene was doing.
Yes.
Yeah, in old WCW time.
I've been in a bunch of steel cage matches myself. Yeah, I've never taken on the Bucks. Okay, thank you, Paul White. So they had two ring analysts of Tony Schiavone and the Big Show talking about how fucking awesome they are. And how the cage. Yeah. This is Gunther. What's going on here?
This is Gunther. No.
Oh, it's the Lucha Bro. Okay.
I reckon the guys in the red could just add a little bit more movement. Just a little bit too generic. They're not doing anything.
They're just.
Oh, shit. Now, they used to actually treat All Out was kind of like AEW's WrestleMania. So expect, you know, extravagant entrances, awesome ring gear, big moments. That's what, you know, All In kind of was. But this was actually All Out. This was actually, I believe, the first All Out. Okay. And it almost became an us and them, because this is before Punk had the issues with the Bucks. And then Punk got Collision and wanted nothing to do with, you know, Hangman and the Bucks and Kenny. So.
This is badass. I like this.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Their visual looks here of the Lucha Bros.
Well, question, have you ever watched any Lucha Bros matches before?
watched a bunch of Penta matches back in the day. I've seen Ray Phoenix a few matches as well too, but never like that much of, because if I watch a Mexican tag team match, there's no tags. What do you just call the tornado fucking tag? Because there's nothing. There's no tags.
Yeah.
And if that bald referee's in it, whatever his fucking name is, that one dude, he just stands there. Same with our favorite referee of all time, Audrey. Where's the hard cam? I've got a pose.
Oh shit.
37.
And it was funny when the Lucha Bros would wrestle and not do the tag, and JR would get so frustrated. He goes, "Well, who's bloody? He needs get him out of there, ref." And you're like, JR is just so annoyed. And there was that old story of Chris Jericho approaching them backstage and saying, "We need you to do it more." And they were like, "No, we're not listening to you.
No,
but so we're gonna do our own shit." All right. Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. Thanks, man. Yeah. Well, interesting. Like, I actually first saw Pentagon. He was in Lucha Underground. He had a character, I believe it was called Dark Pentagon Jr., and he had an absolute war. I think it was Kira Sane, but I think it was Owa Shari. They had an intergender matchup, which had crazy spots. But he's also a former TNA World Heavyweight Champion as well.
Is he now?
Yeah. Oh, here they come, Al. What do you think of Matthew Jackson's beard?
Oh, look at that. It's like he licked Hulk Hogan's asshole.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus. It's weird seeing Gallows and Anderson here.
Yeah, this was that weird time where they were cut by WWE and they were kind of like in and with Ring of Honor, a little bit of New Japan. But this was also the time when Carl Anderson won the open weight title and then got re-signed to WWE, and then they both went back over and joined NXT. So this was pretty short-lived. This was known as the Super Elite. This was the group.
Right.
This is how you and I say goodbye to each other and hello as well, the handshakes and the bit of a chest pound kiss on the cheek. So, yeah.
Don't think I've ever kissed you on the cheek, and I don't even plan to.
No.
What are they saying?
What's that?
What is the crowd chanting? I'm not kissing you.
I can't hear what they're saying. I haven't got the volume up massively, but. Yeah. Then you got Brandon Cutler there doing the Being the Elite camera film in there for their website.
He seems like a pervert, that guy.
Hey.
He does. Walking around with that camera. Probably goes in the restrooms. Oh, sorry, I forgot which room this was. Is this a neutral gender bathroom? I'm sorry.
He was also known for a while when the Hardy Boys were feuding with the Young Bucks in AEW. They came out mocking the Hardy Boys, and Brandon Cutler was dressed as Lita in that moment. So, including the yellow or green thong that he had on as well. So,
okay, to put himself in the character. I mean, understandable. Yeah. Good on him. And we got Cyrus
This is not a climb out. This is not climb out. This is a pinfall or submission in the cage. And as you said, yes, Cyrus is actually joining JR, Tony, and I believe Excalibur on commentary tonight.
Yeah. One thing I must say about the Bucks, they've always got some cool shoes. I always, if I do see some of their matches, their Nike shoes are pretty badass. Mm. And I do, after every now and again, look it up and what type of shoes they are and go add to wish list and potentially, hopefully, for either birthday or Christmas to get them.
Yes. Guys, if you don't know, Alan is an avid shoe collector. I would imagine that you would like have a cupboard open it, and they're all in stacked order, though. Like, not just chucked in, like Uncle Buck, where a bowling ball falls down. I'm talking about you've got a section, and they're all possibly in the box still, or the shoes are out, but they're like, you know, give a little bit of a clean up here or there, but you'll have a whole selection of a Batman costume.
That's my thing in life. I've got actually a small blue box, and I actually have them set up on how on what days I'm going to wear them. And I do take a lot of care of them. Yeah. Ring around the rosy, pocket full of dozy dough.
Yes, yeah, so I said to your partner recently where your son and my son are hanging out, and my son has a pair of Nikes, some pretty good Nikes, and he's that kid where take under your laces, slide your foot in, tie your laces, run away, go play. But what does he do? He tries to steps into the shoe. And I said to your partner, I said, if Alan was here right now, his head would just be blowing up in the frustration. She said, I imagine he would be doing that. Like, mate, no, you don't do that. Because that back bit's snapping. And I'm like, Jack, that's bending. I'm like, your uncle would be losing it if he was here right now.
Months ago, there was that scene between Roman Reigns. Oh, here we go. What's up? Roman Reigns got down on one knee and told, I think it was Jey Uso, that if you want the Aloha, take it. I don't want it. And when he got down on his knee, the top of his boot, of his shoe, bent. And I physically cringed. And I yelled at the TV, and my son got scared. And he goes, what's wrong? What's wrong? I said, he's doing something to his shoe, son. He goes, oh, is that bad? I went, dude, that's really bad. And he just said, and he came up to me, sweetest kid on the planet. It's okay, Dad. It's okay. It's his shoes. It's not your shoes.
I could imagine that too. It's okay patting you. It's all right, Dad.
He does. He held me around the body. And I was just like, mate, you're a good kid. Fucking hell. I did.
What's Cutler doing there? He was touching him on the back just then.
Yeah, he was.
Like
a jilted lover through a prison bars. So well, this fence match,
interesting thing, this cage actually is not connected to the ring. So there's actually a space between the actual apron and the cage wall, which does get used in effect as well. But the shoes, I was saying that the Young Bucks are now with Reebok is who they're working with now. They've gone from Nikes to Reebok is their new brand.
I do like Reebok shoes as well too. That would hurt.
Ooh, it was here. Hey, what? Flippy, look at this L. Oh, look at that. Kalito. He was doing Macho Man then.
Just full wackage right here. Oh, yeah, he's stuck in the... oh, my God, he's stuck. That's...
Oh.
Okay.
I love how Excalibur tries there. He says, it looks like his head hit the connector, which is the two connections of the cage. If you go back and watch it, his head was nowhere near that connector.
Yeah, but that's the idea of a...
Yeah.
I don't like that. Yeah. That's a bit dangerous.
No.
Why is he looking at the camera like that with his tongue out?
He always fucking does pervert. That.
Ha, you see my tongue? Look at that mustache, man. What the fuck are you thinking?
Reminds me of when Petey Williams tried to diet when he was with Scott Steiner in TNA.
Yeah, but Petey Williams looks mini Papa Pump. He could do it. Cutler is filming away like a little jerk off.
With the tracksuit.
Oh, he's got to change it. Oh, he tapped. He tapped. It's over.
Well, wait a minute.
Ref, he tapped.
Where is the ref, though? Is he looking? Or?
No, he's probably just taking the page out of Audrey's.
Is there There's no a tower? Ref. But I'm confused. Yeah,
we saw the contraband when he showed it to the camera.
Look out. Here we go. Destroyer. Mm-hmm.
You ain't no Scott Hall, motherfucker.
Look at this. Oh, counter.
Oh, didn't see that coming. Oi. Sling blade.
That's cool. Like Finn.
Coming twos. Like Finn, eh? Yeah, you know that guy from WWE?
The Judgment Day fella.
Yeah, the guy, kicked Damien out, cost him the title.
I love how you called that. Because we haven't caught up since the SummerSlam prediction show. You called that, and I'm thinking, nah, I don't see that happening, bro. And yeah, I'm watching going, hey, Kay Allen's right about everything. damn it.
Oh, yeah, I knew that Dirty Dom was going to turn his back. Wow, that was cool.
You know, Pentagon's good. I actually liked him in TNA. He was actually a singles wrestler, but he also fought against Rey Fénix as well for the championship. Like brother versus brother.
Yeah, didn't they do that at a Melbourne show years ago when they came down?
No,
here,
it was it was WrestleCon, no? One of the WrestleCons. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because their opponents. Yeah, that was something. Tornado tag, like poor JR. Oh, DDB who? Never heard of it. Oh, what's this? Thrust kick. Oh,
shit. Look out. Would you be wearing shoes if you had them?
Sorry?
Would you be wearing those types of orange shoes if you had them?
Yeah. I've seen some of their Reebok stuff. Because I saw a spot they did maybe 2 months ago where they super kicked, they put tacks on them, on the ends of them.
Mm.
And I do have them on my wish list of the shoes they were wearing. And I thought they look good. They look like good shoes.
Mm. Yeah, they actually did Reebok pumps because they did the exploding super kick to Moxley at one of their matches. And they have the pumps now for them. So.
Yep. Oh, wow.
Oh. Look at this here. Sharpshooter L.
Hey, you ain't no.
Shit. Yeah. You're right. Sorry about that.
You might want to check on him, ref. Nah, fuck him. Yeah, you can. What's he doing here?
He's putting him in a crossface.
Crossface. Oh, that was nasty.
So have you ever seen Rey Fénix before tonight?
Like I said, I've seen a few of his other matches. It seems like a very cool wrestler. A lot of flip-flop and flying. A lot of crazy shit like that. But yeah, I think, like I said, I've seen a lot more of Penta than I have of Fénix.
You know, I've seen Fénix. He nearly died at a TNA show once. I'll tell you just after this awesome spot right here. Watch this, L. Jeff who? Swan, look at that. I kicked out next time. Nearly died in a match where he tried to do a Spanish fly from the top of a ladder to the other side, and about halfway through he pin dropped down and nothing but neck and shoulder. And it actually wasn't in the ring, it was on the rampway. He died. I'm watching it like, holy crap, I thought he was dead. I also watched the match, I think it was last year, when his arm broke.
Oh, Meltzer driver.
Is
this a Meltzer driver?
Yeah, this is it. If they hit it, come on. Just do it.
That wasn't a Meltzer driver. Yeah. It was a drop kick
into a senton. Yeah. Now, there was a match where he got chokeslammed outside the ring and he put his left arm down to break his fall and completely fractured.
This
was when Lance Archer chokeslammed him and his whole arm like bent the other way. It was sickening. Yeah. So
I've seen that.
Yeah. Well, there's actually rumors that they're WWE bound, both of them as well.
The Bucks.
No, the Lucha Brothers.
Not sure about that.
Yeah, it's true. They've actually left the company. There's actually talks of them going to NXT.
I'm not sure. Are you? Wow, really?
Mm.
I'm not sure about that. You could have moved in, but hey, okay.
Oh, kicking it! Oh. I love how he just always looks. He just looks at the camera. Look at him. Just always stares at the camera.
So what year was this again? Sorry, because I'm looking at people in the crowd. They're wearing masks. This is 2021, you said?
Yeah. This is back when they were still letting fans in. It was, I don't know if it's at capacity, but I know they were allowed to let people back.
They're never at capacity, so it's understandable.
Oh, that's shocking when you sent me that video today. Osprey. And I'm like,
Will fucking Osprey, man.
Shit. On TV, it doesn't look like that. So, you know, darkening the, turning the lights off does a lot, I can see.
Yeah, they're doing the old Jim Crockett thing back in the day.
I hope it's not true, though. I was like, no, that's AI. AI has done the editing. Alan's just, it's an AI video. And then I'm like, no, that looks like real. Okay.
Yeah, okay. But the Lucha Bros going to WWE, Bam. I don't really think they're going to get used properly. It's just going to be difficult. But again, they might, again, Papa H, Triple H, could be doing some interesting things. He's been doing a great job lately in the past 3 years, so.
Yeah, because I think I read somewhere that they haven't re-signed and that they actually have had feelers come out to them from the WWE. I'll just check it. Like, what's the recent news, right? Yeah, so they are saying that.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens then.
What's he doing here?
It's a makeup bag, you know, just.
Did you see that
Brandon Cutler does have the mist spray just to help them if they need any, you know, to cool down and stuff like that.
It's for their hands, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, what have we got here, Al?
Shoe.
And I think you were just talking about this before, and we also get it in this match.
Oh, do we?
Mm-hmm. It's the tack shoe. Shit. What do you think of that version of that shoe? Do you like that one, the blue?
I like those shoes. I don't like him licking it like a weird fuck. Oh, fuck. Ooh.
Oh, crap, this.
Jesus. What has he
really teared his mask up, too.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Look at this.
It's big, bro.
You would do this for me, right?
Yeah, sure.
That's a long silence there, Al.
Oh, man. That was...
Yeah. It's not over yet, though.
Thank goodness the referee's putting on his gloves, because the blood's been pouring.
Oh, shit. Look at this. In the corner.
Ooh, ah.
Got a great some cheese. Here we chance. Go. Oh. Oh, and he's pinned him. He's pinned against the shoe. Look at the ref. Comment, Al.
Oh shit!
Yep.
There's some serious bloodage coming. Nasty face. Nasty.
Yeah, he gets busted up pretty bad. Like by the end of the match, his entire gloves are almost fully red.
I'm fucking sick of him talking to the camera. Stop fucking doing that. It's annoying. Fucking
shit.
Hell. Oh, did he?
Oh, yep.
Oh, his no, poison, right?
Oh, very nice. Here we go.
You guys ain't Kenny O fucking Omega.
I think that's the same move they also did to Tony Khan, you know, a number of months ago as well, with Jack Perry and Okada, and yeah.
Did they really do it to Shavante, did they?
No, Tony
Khan. They actually really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking dweeb. what is their dude done anything? I just forgot about that they've got their dude. Why didn't their dude do anything? Crowd, he's
getting all the crowd up for him. Or, you know, get it behind him. Oh. Phoenix is free.
Oi, nice. This is a super kick.
Spinning heel kick.
Oh.
Ooh, like a shining wizard.
Yeah, shining wizard corkscrew. Oh, There's no need for that.
He's got it. Oh! Wow, nice.
What's it going for here? Oh, no, Muscle Buster.
Muscle Buster?
Oh, it's
cool. Oh, shit.
I say a dragon. Far out.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, you know, looking at their style, like, you know, would it work? That's what I'm saying. Like, would it work in NXT? Would it work on SmackDown or Raw? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm just trying to think, who are they against? Like, are they going on the Raw tag belts, SmackDown tag belts? I just don't kind of... Yeah, I think NXT, but...
So it takes me back to the old WCW days where Latino wrestling or that Japanese-style wrestling was taken quite serious in WCW, where in WWF was taken not very serious at all.
Mm. Yeah, they had their own style and stuff like that. Look at this
here. What are they doing here?
Wait a minute. So they're trying to say, oh, look, that's the two older brothers, you know, trying to show their dominance over the other sibling. So,
yeah, as an older sibling, I, What in the fuck, man? What in the fuck?
Oh, look at these headbutts.
Oh,
look at his mask. It's like just bright red. Look at it.
Oh, shot to the throat.
Yeah, and I will say, guys, I had a lot of choices for this matchup to go against it. Oh, wait, I want to watch this with you, Al. Here we go. What do you reckon we got here?
It's just not a Canadian destroyer, is it?
On the top rope, bro. On the top rope. Shit. Oh. You can call it a Panama Sunrise or a Canadian Destroyer or what they call it in WWE is a destroyer from the top rope. Crazy. And to even like take it one step further, he did that to, I think, the same Young Buck in their tag team ladder match the year earlier from the top of a ladder through a table. It's like a WWE wrestling game moment.
I think I might have seen that.
Mm. Now, this is the part, I think, this is what annoyed me. This part here, we're all for exchange. Yes. I usually get annoyed, but this part here annoyed me. And I'm like, okay, this feels very PWG Ring of Honor moment. Here we go. So they start exchanging.
Okay.
Around the bend. And I'm like, okay. So then he goes to him. Okay, we've done the chops. What can we do next? Let's do kicks now. And yeah, see, I don't like this.
It's turned into a chop house, and now it's turned into a super kick party.
Yeah.
There's a lot of. Oh.
Okay, so one goes down. One goes down. This is pretty cool by Ray. That. Here we go. Watch Ray jump up. Yeah. All right. Your view of the last 60 seconds of that sequence, huh?
This ain't fucking wrestling. This is fucking playing outside on the trampoline with your dickhead friends. Yeah. Fuck this. That spot there was absolute mud garbage. I said I wasn't going to be cornetty about this, but fuck this.
Hmm. I saw this interesting quote online about the Young Bucks that someone wrote, and I'm like, actually, I have to agree with that. The Young Bucks, in the way that they wrestle, it's about cooperation, not competition. So they're actually like working together to do this spot. They're not actually competing against that person, like best skill. They're, you know, you grab my arm and then I jump up and then you twist this way. There's lots of working together with it not looking like we're competing against each other. It's like we're cooperating. Your turn now.
Yeah.
My turn. Your turn. like a tennis match. Yeah. But yeah. Eating though.
Yeah, back and forth, back and forth.
Hmm. Look at Ray Phoenix's mask too. He's nearly coming off.
No. What is he telling him to do?
You're going, all right, Tom, I need you to climb to the very top for me, bro. Really? Oh, okay. I'll go up, L. What are we doing?
There's no needs,
he wants him to jump from the top to help him with the pile driver. Oh, shit.
It's not, mate. It's not. It's not 20 foot in the air.
Alan, don't.
Wrestling is such a fad. It's such a lie. What is he doing? What are you doing?
This is the thing that you don't like at wrestling as well, when the teammate is standing with him. here we go. So he's like, bro, jump. I'll stand in the middle, which means I'll cop the move as well. Oh.
My sacrifice.
But he didn't sell it, though. That he got.
Of course he didn't fucking sell it.
Annadel, this is it. There we go.
All right, I'm happy with the win.
And this was the first time that they became the AEW World Tag Team Champions from memory. But, yeah, they had a series of matches with the Young Bucks, and I chose this one because I think it had a little bit of flippy, little bit of a story, and it was awesome. Now, watch this here with Pentagon. Look at his fingers. He just put his hand inside his mask and, like, literally poured. Look at it. A big plop of blood just poured out from his forehead.
This is why I love wrestling. Fuck that person and fuck that sign.
I remember that today. I'm like, when's that minute? I want to see Alan's reaction to that sign. This is why I love it. Oh, shit.
You found a new clip here, probably, that you're probably going to be using from now on. That sign, this is why I love wrestling. Wrestling's for everyone. That this match was not wrestling.
What was it, El?
Mud, garbage, dog shit, flippy floppy dog shit. Trying to get yourselves over wearing fancy $500 Nike shoes. Kicking your friend, kicking your brother in the throat and hitting each other, having a super kick party.
And you're probably not aware that they are currently the tag team champions, I believe, right now. So they got the belts back again.
The Bucks.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Buck. I knew that. I knew the end was his name. Jack Penis is. What is he? TNT or some shit like that?
Yeah, the TNT champ, yeah.
And look at the Brainmaker. Blood on the
belt. Oh. Yeah, Okada's the Continental Champion.
Bitch.
Yeah. Whenever I think of Continental Championship, I think of the Continental rice packs I got in my cupboard and, you know, the food that makes the past the Continental.
I got Continental noodles in my actual pantry. And I fucking love that shit. I put a bit of... Put some water in there and just say bitch to the to my noodles. My son looks at me and goes, "What? Why did you call your noodles bitch?" I said, "Don't ask me questions, son."
This is a pretty cool moment here too, but you can tell the ref's like, "Get out of the ring! You need to get out."
What's he? Who's he telling?
He's calling to Ray, his family.
We have to go.
Even Ray Phoenix whistling at him too, which he whistled at him to come over. There he goes.
Bro, we have to go.
Yeah, here it goes, his daughter. I feel bad for her. She gets covered in blood in a second, but...
She does, poor dear. And so
this one here, I think this one too as well.
But she's wearing white too. We have to go. We have to go.
Penta. Oh my God.
You go at the back.
Yeah,
what a moment for your
kids. I will
say,
this is a very cool visual here when they stand up together. Like, the two bros, they conquered the Young Bucks. It's just an awesome shot. There you go. Any look at JR in the middle. What
the hell did I just watch? Tony?
Oh, shit. Well, yeah, any comments on that match, LR? Positives? Negatives? What do you reckon?
What's that thing you say about the positive and negatives stuff? Was it... Because you've told me this so many times on this show, and I completely... It goes over my head. And sometimes I don't listen. Was it you got to do three negatives, one negative, two positives? Or was it the other way around?
No. One, so for each negative, you have to have two positives.
Right. Okay. So negativity for this match, just silly, dangerous shit, just for the oohs and ahs of wrestling. Yeah, and again, I'm going to go back and watch this clipping of our show that we've done now. And I was enthralled. I was watching the match and just by going, wow, okay. But I didn't see wrestling.
Mm.
Okay, I didn't see any wrestling in that match. I just saw a lot of flying, a lot of flippity, not a lot of storytelling. But the positive side, though, the good guys won, which is I'm always happy to see. I'm always happy to see that. And it looked like the crowd was enjoying itself.
Mm.
It looks like the Bucks knew that they were the bad guys and they're going to feed off the hate they're going to get from the crowd. And it, at the end of the day, too, I was like, I hope the Bucks. I haven't watched this match, but I was like, I really hope the Bucks get beaten in this match. And they did. And it was good. And the shoes were looking good too, so I ain't gonna complain about that.
I was gonna say your positive would be the shoes. You would have liked the orange shoe and also the blue shoe. So.
That blue shoe was a good look at that blue one without the fucking diamantes on the back on the underneath. There was no need for that, but hey, yeah, it was a good watch. I'll give it that.
Well, we can say we've done one because I think you would have been happy just to do one. Who knows? Alan might want to do it next month and the month after that. And then I'll have to just keep going on to like cagematch.com and looking at, their matches from New Japan or their PWG matches with Adam Cole. There was one I was going to choose originally. And listen to these names. It was a 6-man tag from PWG. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was Adam Cole and the Young Bucks taking on the team of Ricochet, Matt Sydal, and Will Ospreay. And they're all in the same company right now at the current.
So. Yeah.
It was meant to be a lot of flippy. I'll give it that. So
that was my next question. How much? zero tags, extra flip.
Yep. No tie-ups. What? No grappling. Just flippy, floppy, shooting stars, 450 Swanton, Phoenix Splash.
All right. Just put it on... Put it on the bench. Just have it ready. Mm. And it could be something we can give a go.
Oh, hear that, guys?
Mm. I'm looking right at the camera as I'm saying this. I'm looking at you, everyone at home watching. We will give it a go.
Ooh. There we go, eh? Well, before we send it home, we want to give a shout out to not one, but two great wrestling podcasts. Check these guys out.
Main Event Marks is a retro pro wrestling podcast hosted by two lifelong wrestling marks and walking wrestling encyclopedias, Troy and Greg. Every Wednesday, we do a breakdown and review from a fan's perspective on some of wrestling's biggest and most forgotten shows ever, along with the industry news from that time period, taking you back in history to when that event took place. Main Event Marks is available on all podcast platforms and on YouTube. Follow us on social media at @MainEvent_Marks.
What's up, everybody? I am the patron saint of podcasting, the Warden Matt Ritter, the host of the number one wrestling podcast on Pornhub. Yes, you heard that right. And I'm here to tell you about the number one wrestling podcast on Pornhub, the Smackin' a Raw podcast. Me and my co-host, Vince Delgado, and Miss Katie Kinsey-Bebe of the She Leads Showcase do a weekly recap where we cover Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Dynamite, and Rampage. We are on Pornhub, YouTube, and every audio platform you could think of, and we are spitting what we don't like and swallowing what we do every week. We've also got guests from some of your favorite podcasts, So if you want to have fun, take your pants off, put in your headphones, pull up to your favorite listening or viewing device, relax and just have a good time, catch up on the week in wrestling in our own unique way, come check us out. You guys can find me at Matt Ritter, that is at MattRidder, on Twitter only. There you will get Linktree/SmackAndRaw. That'll get you all of the audio platforms as well as Pornhub. You guys can also check out Linktree/CreationWorld, and that will get you the YouTube, the merchandise, and the Pornhub, as well as other great podcasts from Creation World, which is the banner under which the Smack and Raw podcast exists. If you want to get everything in one shot, go to creationworld.com. There you'll find Super Flash Hero of Tomorrow if you're a fan of DC CW superhero stuff. If you want to check out the Smack and Raw podcast, if you want to check out our other show, Return to Wrestling, where me and my co-host Travis go back in time and he forces me to sit down and watch old WCW Nitros and pay-per-views, and I have to suffer through Hulk Hogan repeatedly. If that sounds like something that you think is fun, come check that out as well. We also have a YouTube-only show hosted by Vince called Spitter Swallow that you can find on our YouTube. We've got so much content for you. Dungeons After Dark as well. That episode 2 is coming. It is our most viewed episode on Pornhub. So if any of this sounds appealing to you, I can't wait to have you guys come follow us, listen to us, and interact with all of you. Like I said, take your pants off, pull up, get comfortable, and let's have a good time.
All right, guys, we are back. And Alan, we have reached the tail end of episode 192 of the broadcast, Wrestling Companion 110. Where can people find you, and what things have you got coming up in any game streaming that you might be doing on your Twitch channel?
Unbelievable, guys. Thank you, everyone who came here and who is watching us right now, either on YouTube, if you're listening to us in your car stereos or through your iPhones, through your device, any type of device, wherever you're listening us through. Thank you so much for giving us your time right now to listen to us. Me, you can find my name right there, Alan Ross 84 TBK. That is my Twitter handler, or my X handle. You can find me on there. If you share something with me, I'll share it back. I'm always good to haul that stuff out. Excuse my French. Also, it is also my Twitch name that I will sometimes Twitch. I'll get on the old Twitch and do some streaming as well too. Thinking about doing some baseball streaming in the upcoming future too. Just giving it a go. What did I download just the other day? That's right. I got, NHL baseball.
Oh, yeah.
So
nice.
I think I might just give a go of doing some baseball streams and see how we go. NHL, and just see if we go from there. I hope people come around.
I was going to say, knowing how long a baseball game goes for, if you make it like a sim, next up to the swing, strike one, foul ball. It could just be an hours of just one game. Everyone has to have a hit at least 10 times. So if there's 10 innings, it's a long stream, Al.
It would be a long stream, but it would be good to watch. Maybe. Yeah, so check that out on my Twitch stream, guys. YouTube is always up there too. It's Alan Ross 84. I don't really put that much on there, but again, if there's a new video that's coming up, especially through TBK, I'm definitely going to be sharing it as well too. Tom, where about you?
Well, you can check me out on Twitter at Mr_MMAAction. We've also got some content that's really been booming on our podcast and gaming channel. And my most recent simulation of Israel Adesanya versus Duplessis for the middleweight title has actually clocked 2K. I think it was 2,400 views. I recently dropped Mortal Kombat X last week. I think that's up to about 100 and something views as well. So people seem to be liking the gaming content. I've got some other UFC things I've recorded. I think I've got 2 videos coming out next week, both the co-main event and the main event for UFC 306, which is going down next Saturday. In terms of broadcast, in a fortnight, we're putting out another Redux episode of a film companion. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You got to check it out, subscribe, like, leave a comment. It does help the algorithm. It helps us get discovered in all different types of videos. And that is simply The Brocast Podcast and Gaming. Our socials and Instagram is just The Brocast, TheBrocast. But as we say each and every episode, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, all.
Good night.
Guys, thanks for sticking around. Now we're going to go back and listen to a classic TBK moment.
No, but I reckon we'd have that. I actually think we already have this technology now. And then I reckon the next war will be fought in space out. And I'll call it Star War. That's what I reckon it'll be. Yeah.
Trump talked about that.
And though. I'll get recruited and I'll go up there and I'll fight.
You're too old, man.
Fight for human life.
You're too old.
No.
You're too old. They don't take guys your age now. It's true. They won't take your
I'm
age.
Skilled, though. I'm good at, you know...
touch my dick.
What do you bring to the table, mate? World's gonna destroy. What do you bring? Show us.
This. A lot of this.
I don't say nothing, mate. What are you doing there? You're shaking your fist, are you? No.
Get off my lawn.
It's inside my hand. There's nothing in there, mate. What is that? That's a bone in it.
Sometimes I like to put a lollipop there.
In there?
I'm adventurous. Podcast? Broadcast.
Oh, you're the podcast guy. We don't fucking want you, man. Yeah. No,
you're a podcaster. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, no. We're letting them take you. They're getting probed up. You go with them.